When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, Bulls Nation, and welcome into the CHGO Bulls Podcast. Woo! Presented to you by PointsBet. Don't forget that promo code CHGO when signing up to live your bet life. Yay! Happy Thursday, getting closer to the weekend. I'm Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. My guy Big Dave is at Bow, B-A-W-L Sports. We got Steven filling in for Joey running the controls today. What up to Steve? And joining us in studio, it's our guy Cody from CHGO Cubs. Yes. Cody Del Mendo on Twitter at Cody_CHGO. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Cody, Matt, welcome to the bull side of things, man.
Oh,
how
man,
are you?
It feels good to be part of a winner, guys. Hey. Oh, man.
Well, 0-0.
Yeah. I mean, technically, the Bulls did finish with a winning record in the regular season.
Let's be real. The Bulls are the best thing in the city right now.
You might be right about this. It's
Chicago Sky. Come on now.
Okay.
He's defending right, champs.
This is true.
Still kicking ass.
The Sky.
Sorry.
He is
do not
right.
besmirch
Sorry.
The Chicago Sky.
Okay.
Number
you're
one
right.
in the power
you're
rankings right now.
Yeah, right. Oh, we should do that. We should really do that, man, the power rank. Cody, before we get into anything, man, I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited that you're here, sir, because we need to get to the bottom of something. Uh-huh. And we talked about this yesterday, and I'm glad you're here right now because we can get to the bottom of it, sir. So I drink Gatorade. Mm-hmm. Matt drinks them too.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
When we come into this office, they are always mysteriously disappeared and they're out of here. Now, the reason I'm coming to you is because I know the only other person that sweats more than me is you. So I'm asking you, Cody, are you the one behind taking the Gatorades from Matt and myself?
After all those times I've walked in this office sweating from riding a scooter 6.5 miles to this office, I have not been taking any Gatorades in the refrigerator of late. Now,
I will say,
whenever... I want to say back in April, I remember seeing some blue Gatorades in the bottom shelf of the fridge, but the only reason I took them is because I thought Stucky brought them in.
He probably did, yes.
So, like, those are the only Gatorades I've had.
Okay. So your logic was like, oh, well, Stucky brought them in. Like, of course it's fair game.
Right. Yeah.
Because to hell with Stucky.
Basically,
you hear that, Luke? You hear this disrespect?
Steve?
His name is Steve. We call him Steve. Okay, well, at least we can remove you.
Yeah, remove me from
okay,
the list.
I got a theory, actually. We all saw Herb completely wipe out yesterday when he was trying to beat Yasmani Grandal.
You had a lot of
thoughts and prayers to our pal Herb.
He comes back in 15 minutes later. He's sweating more than he did when he was outside.
He was.
I didn't see him drink Gatorade, but if there was someone that would have done it, could have been Herb.
Now, the reason I'm removing him is because I was talking to him right when he was in the kitchen sweating buckets. And I watched him go in the fridge, and he did not grab a Gatorade. I saw it with my own two eyes. He did. He grabbed an ice pack. And he sat back down and put it right up under that hamstring.
He did. Adam in our chat says the same thing. He also suspected it was Herb.
I checked it. Trust me. I saw it with my own two eyes. It's not Herb. So I'm removing Herb, removing Cody, and Steve, you?
I'm just drinking my water. I bring my water every day. You guys see this.
Okay. All right.
I'm holding it right now. This is all I drink.
Yeah, you did do the 9-9
But he has the biggest meals in the office, though. At least this guy eats.
This dude's impressive when he eats.
I mean, what we were at the Sox, the CHGO Sox tailgate earlier this summer, and he did the 9-9 challenge.
Yeah.
That was unreal.
With ease, too.
Like it was nothing.
I want to put it out there. It was a 9-9-7 challenge for me. I only needed 7 innings.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, look at him. Wow. Look at this man.
Go off, King.
Look at him.
better dust your shoulders off, man.
I'm saying, man. That is impressive.
Okay, so at least we're making progress and eliminating potential suspects.
We are. We eliminating suspects.
It's not Cody.
Suspects.
It's not Steve.
Right.
It's not Herb.
Yes.
Someone is guilty. And we got to give a shout out to Jason Roberts on Twitter. Steve, you throw that picture up. So he made this Photoshop.
Isn't that awesome?
Yesterday we opened the show with, once again, talking about this Gatorade thief problem.
Yes.
And talking about how we needed to turn it into like a true crime series.
Yes.
And Jason on Twitter took it upon himself to make this graphic for us. We're
going to
call it the Gator Raid.
Yes. Oh, God. I love my
face.
But
I don't know if we can start making this until we have solved it. We can't start shooting episodes until we know who the killer is.
Well, yeah, we can. We can kick it off. We can just accuse people like I was just doing Cody.
The one thing about that photo or graphic, whatever you want to call it, that blows my mind a little bit is that Big Dave is just not smiling in it. I've never seen this guy like frowning or anything. He is always like 110 in terms of vibe level.
I know just where this is from too.
If there's a look of a mixture of confusion and disgust on your face. So it might be after we listen to something Jim Boylan said.
Perhaps, yeah. Yeah,
I remember exactly what this is from. That is when I was on CLTV.
Sports feed.
Yes.
Shout out to our pals, Larry, Josh, and JP.
Yes, and Josh was hosting, and I did a lot of laughing and stuff like that. But I think that look was from when he asked me a question about Coby White, and I was just befuddled and confused about why people weren't on board with Coby White. I think that's why that look was there, man. But it wasn't a look of, oh, my God, you're ridiculous.
Someone says the overnight cleaning crew.
No, I'll tell you why not, because one of them was in the freezer yesterday.
Right.
Somebody was ready for consumption. You know what I'm saying?
The one that was stolen from me, I put it in the fridge when I got here at the office at like whatever noon.
Yeah.
And then when I was leaving the office at 5, it was gone.
Oh. Have you guys considered labeling it? I've seen Sean before. He'll label his
diet. See, we were discussing that, and we don't want to
be the label guy.
People who feel the need to label
things.
Yeah, man. You know? I don't drink anything here.
Steve, I don't like putting labels on things. It's just kind of who I am as a person.
We don't want to do that. You know what I mean? We just want to be free in our drinks and what we do out here, man.
Yeah,
so,
I feel that.
So, yeah. And the culprit doesn't matter if it's Gatorade Zero or if it's regular Gatorade. Doesn't matter. It's going down if it's Gatorade. So, we're going to get to the bottom of this, damn it.
It's going down
for
real.
We're going to find out.
Gatorade Gate 2022.
Gatorade.
So before we get into getting Cody's thoughts on what's going on with the Bulls these days, we first need to, you know, give our listeners a little clue into, like, who you are as a Bulls fan. Because I know, like me and Big Dave, you're a diehard Chicago sports fan across the board. And, you know, Dave and I have each taken our turns talking Bulls with you on your old show.
Right.
Shout out the Sky is Falling podcast.
Rip in peace.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
So, like, we know that you know your Bulls stuff.
He does.
Yeah. And you were like, yo, dude, let me come on the Bulls show. We're like, hell yeah.
So, wait, do that again. Let me see that impression.
Dude, let me come on the Bulls show.
I probably did something like that.
I don't know why.
That's how you wrote it.
I don't know why Cody is a character in Night at the Roxbury in my head. So, like, How did your Bulls fandom start? What are some of your earliest Bulls fan memories? Because you're a few years younger than me.
Yeah.
And, like, I have only, like, bits and pieces of memory, like, vivid memory of the first three-peat and remember the second three-peat well. Do you remember anything about the old days and the dynasty years?
Okay, so first off, I just want to say that when we started at CHGO, you two were the only guys I knew personally, a little bit. At least I'd talked to before coming. So it was very exciting when I learned that you guys were going to be here, and I was like, they're going to do the Bull show? Like, they're going to be, like, awesome, and it has been awesome. And, you guys are one of my favorite shows to listen to at home or when I'm riding in on the scooter, the 6.5 miles that I mentioned earlier. I was actually listening to yesterday's show on my ride in. So I just want to say that. Now, as far as me becoming, like, a Bulls fan, I'm 31, so, like, I really didn't get into sports until, like, late 90s.
Okay,
I was a real young kid still, and, like, it wasn't even nowhere near close to what I am now. Mm-hmm. Like, 98, I became, like, my family is Cubs fans, so, like, 98, I was already one, but, like, I really became a Cubs fan because of Sosa and the home run chase with McGuire.
Right.
I didn't, like, watch every game. I just became a gigantic Sammy Sosa fan because he just hit bombs onto Waveland Avenue all the time. You know? And, like, my family would, you know, have games on. I would just see it. And, you know, all, like, the rivalry with me and my friends as a kid was, like, especially since I grew up downstate, and a lot of Cardinals fans down there. Unfortunately.
The worst.
It's the worst. So the big debate between me and all my friends that I grew up with was who was better, Sosa or McGuire, because, like, the home run chase really made that rivalry even more of a thing at that time. But with basketball, you know, I didn't really get into the Bulls until, like, after MJ's days.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a rough time to become a Bulls fan.
Like, I want to say I didn't really start watching basketball or the Bulls or anything until I remember watching Jordan's last game at the United Center as a Washington
Wizard.
Yeah. Ooh. And, like, I remember watching it, and, like, I obviously liked Jordan, and I, like, loved that he played for the Bulls. Right. And, like, I liked the fact that the team that I liked had the GOAT, right?
Cool.
And
wearing, like, the shoes. Cool.
Right, yeah. Right. And, like, but I can't say that I was, like, a diehard fan as a child, right. You know what I mean? So that's why I don't necessarily claim it. But I just remember when he had that last game, like, I knew that I had to sit there and watch it and, like, take it in and, like, appreciate it, right?
You were aware that it was a moment in history that was happening. Right.
Yeah. Now, as far as, like, getting up for every game and, like, you know, ready to either be pissed off or happy if they win or whatever, it really was, like, the Baby Bulls 04-05, Ben Gordon wins Sixth Man of the Year. Yes, like, that was the year that I think I really became a diehard Bulls fan. Again, I wish it would have been earlier, but that's what it did to me.
That says a lot about you, though, and your fandom and the kind of awesome human being you are, because you became a big fan after all the greatness.
Right.
You know what
I mean?
And you went into 99 to 2003, as we call the hell period. you were a fan then of a team that didn't even win 20 games for 4 straight years.
Right.
And you were still a fan, man. That says a lot about you, bro.
Well, you know, I will say this, man. The amount of times I've watched Space Jam in my life, that's all the, you know, the 7-8-year-old me needed to be, like, the biggest MJ fan and just, like, a Bulls fan. Because, like, that movie, I still watch it today if it's on TV or whatever.
Totally rewatchable.
Oh, yeah. And, like, when I was in college especially, come home from the bar hammered, Space Jam. Let's go, guys. Like, yes, that was the thing. That was the move. But, yeah, like, definitely more so, like, really trying to get to know the players, follow the draft and stuff like that. That really started around 04-05, and, you know, I was the biggest Ben Gordon fan as a kid.
My man.
Earned so many brownie points in Dave's book.
Already had them, but you're right.
Like, unfortunately, where I grew up, you know, obviously Cubs-Cardinals fandom is a big thing, but the NBA, there wasn't really a lot of big NBA fans. Like, I grew up close to Champaign, so a lot of Illini fans when it came to basketball, but, like, because the Bulls were so bad and beginning of the 2000s, I think a lot of people kind of got off the wagon down there, at least. And, like, even when the Bulls began to get good again with the Gordon and the Dangs and the Kirk Heinrichs, like, it wasn't enough for a lot of them to, you know, tune in every night.
Right.
I felt like when I was at school, like, I was the only person who knew who Ben Gordon was. I got his jersey. It was the very first jersey I ever got was a Ben Gordon, like, road red uni. I wore it to school once a week, every all the time. And, like, my high school didn't have, like, I don't know why, but it didn't have AC, man. And, like, every day after lunch, like, we'd get, like, a good hour before we have to go back and, like, go to class or whatever. Yeah. All me and my friends would always go into this heated freaking gym. It was always hot, especially in the early fall.
Yeah.
We'd play some pickup basketball to pass the time. And, like, I always just felt different when I was wearing that Ben Gordon jersey, man.
No, you're right.
Sometimes you got to stay cool, man.
That was one of my first – I think, honestly, that might have been my first Bulls jersey was a white Ben Gordon jersey.
Okay.
Wow. Might have been my first one that I ever had.
Mine's like a – I still have it. Like, it's a road uni red, and it's, like, made by Reebok. Like,
red 45 Jordan.
Okay.
That's the flex
hanging on
right
my
there.
Wall at home.
Yeah, that's the flex right there. You wore it? You actually wore it?
Yeah, I did.
And then you framed it?
Yep.
Okay, I like that.
And I probably couldn't even get it over my head anymore. Like, it's
but like my
child size.
As the Cubs guy here, like, I will admit too that I didn't even really dive into, like, being, like, following the Cubs until, like, 03 when they went to the postseason that year. But, like, I definitely claim my Cubs fandom 98 because
you're a fan, bro.
Yeah.
You're a fan. I've seen you.
Did you have a favorite moment or a favorite series or whatever from the peak of your fandom, which is post-dynasty? It's the Rose Joakim Tibbs years when they make a conference finals. They have a couple of epic playoff battles, get to the second round a couple of times. Was there any one of those seasons in particular that you loved the most? A player from those seasons that was, like, your guy that you were always standing for?
Oh, man. I mean, D Rose is my guy still, man. Mm,
yeah,
like I know, is. I know you hate the Knicks, man, but like it's hard for me
as
to like it's
because I'm a '90s kid,
right? And that's why it's hard for me to like hate the Knicks like you. Like I don't like the Knicks, but like maybe it's more just like I'm always gonna cheer for D Rose no matter what.
Because other than like one mellow season, the Knicks have been a joke for the entire time you've been an NBA fan.
Yeah.
Again, the MVP year, and it goes back to what I was saying about the basketball fans down by where I grew up. Even when Derrick Rose was, like, making the comeback, winning Rookie of the Year and, like, going to the All-Star game the next year, like, there's still a lot of people who were like, oh, he's not that good. He's never going to lead this team anywhere. And then he had the MVP year, and I was like, y'all a bunch of idiots. And, like, man, like, I stand that guy so much. Like, my college years as far as sports, man, like, the Cubs were going through a rebuild, and the Bulls – it was always like, can D-Rose stay healthy? And it was just brutal. Like, when I was in college, my sports fandom sucked. The Cardinals were good. The Bulls just could never get back to even the conference finals because, injuries and stuff like that. The Bears, well, it's never been good. Bears. Maybe that one, they also had a few years there where they actually had some expectations. It just really sucked. Yeah. And I've never really been a big hockey guy in general, so I know like the best years for them were definitely around then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But for me, like as a diehard sports fan, as a Cubs, Bears, and a Bulls fan, like it was just bad. Like it was never really fun. But there was still like at least the Bulls gave me some hope, like in a way that like sucks because I wish it was either I could just go all in and be like this team's going to the finals or just like we need to rebuild or whatever. But those teams, especially after his MVP season, or more so after the ACL tear season, they were always like, man, like if this and this happened, maybe they could do it, and then they just never could. But I would say during that MVP year, like I always think about that alley-oop from Ronnie Brewer to D Rose, and his freaking head is at the rim and like one hand, and then like I want to go higher. Like Stacey King just really like turned my Bulls fandom up to another notch whenever he became like the full-time broadcaster. I remember like Norm Van Leer being in studio and doing like the 48 minutes of intensity. You know what I mean? Like I remember that, and part of that was what helped me become even a bigger Bulls fan as well. And then when D Rose came in, he had all those sayings and everything. Like that made me even more of a D Rose like stan.
Yeah,
and obviously, love the Bulls, always going to cheer for him no matter what. But, like, I definitely feel like Derrick Rose was, like, the first athlete that I feel like I genuinely will follow wherever he goes. Like, hope that he does well wherever it is. Like, it would suck if he, whatever team he's on, has to go up against the Bulls. And I would cheer for the Bulls no matter what. But, like, it's...
Like when he had that 50 burger for the Minnesota Timberwolves when most everybody in the league had like counted his career for dead. And like,
that was beautiful. That was happy for him in those moments. That night, I remember that night, and I was like, I watched the highlights at my apartment, and I'm not gonna lie, I had a tear or two, man, because I was just so happy that like he proved that he still had it. So many people, so many people were so out on him, and I will go to my grave telling people that I feel like the Chicago media had some sort of way of pushing him out of here. Mm. And, like, that's nothing against, like, all the great radio personalities and writers in this city.
Sure.
But there was just so much criticism for him, and he had so much put on his back whenever, he born in Chicago, born and raised, played at Simeon, all this, like, all this pressure to be something, and then to have that ACL injury, and then just more nagging injuries, the MCL, and all of that, to go through all of that, like, it was just hard for me to, like, just completely flip the switch, like a lot of people did, and part of me just is always going to feel like he was pushed out of here because the fan base was frustrated and basically done, and Chicago media was pretty much done. And a lot of it has to do with the contract and how much money he made and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, I get it. It's professional sports. You got to move on eventually. But I don't know. Sometimes I'll read comment section. You know how those D-Rose, like, highlight videos go appear on your timeline, whatever it is, on Twitter or Facebook, whatever.
I do.
And, like, people are like, vintage D Rose was so great. And it's like you read the comments and people will say all these nice things. It's like, I remember when everyone was done with this dude, bro. That's the kind of shit that pisses me off. It's like either, I do this on the Cubs show too. Like I'm like, pick a side. If you're in favor for this rebuild, like fine. If you're not, then stay on it. And it's like related to the Cubs at least. Like so many people were done with Rizzo and Bryant and Baez at the end of their tenures, but then they trade them, and then everyone's pissed off. And I'm like, well, why are you so pissed? Everyone was clamoring for them to trade them. At least most of Cubs fandom. So like it's. I've always been like, pick a side. So that's why I've always just been like standing like the biggest D Rose stand.
Yeah, you see, Cody, this is why I like so much about you is because you have an inner peck in you. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't come out like in the full blood of rage that Matt comes out with. But it's there. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I've seen you several times.
I've thrown my hat a few times.
No, I've seen it. I've seen you several times on your show lose your damn mind about those Chicago Cubs. And this person is all I could. I'm like, that is a peck rage right there. But I like how yours is more PG-13. You can rein yours in and come back to reality where Matt will just wallow in the depths of despair and anger. And I really appreciate that about you because you know how to get in and out of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I appreciate that about you.
But I do appreciate and respect the fact that, like, the Cubs can ruin your day the way that the Bulls can ruin my freaking day.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. They can't.
That's the part of fandom, right? Like, that's what kind of measures out, like, the biggest, like, the greatest fans in whatever fan base it is. And, you know, I've went through a lot of bad Cubs seasons, man. Like, I have been very adamant to remind people that, hey, I've been here since the early 2000s at least, and I would have been here if I could just, you know, been born earlier and, like, and gone through all those bad years, too. Like, there isn't a lot of memorable moments in Cubs history, man. Yeah. But, like, there's just, like, growing up, one of the reasons I loved being a Cubs fan is there's always that thing about, like, being the underdog, being a fan of the underdog and just, like, you know, having that. And then they won in 16, and, like, now there's actual expectations. People want more. I don't blame people for wanting that. I do, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my I do get angry about the Cubs more than I ever did before 2016. But a lot of that is just because, like, as a kid, it was, like I said, it was always something about being a fan of the underdog. And, like, you just were kind of – you just expected something bad to happen all the time. And now it's, like – We deserve more, do more, and, like, don't, like, there are expectations now. People want to see this franchise succeed.
Right.
I kind of feel the same way
about
the
But at the same
the
time,
Bulls.
You're always mentally and emotionally preparing yourself to be let down.
Yes.
Because that's what has been ingrained in your system.
For sure. Especially
ever since.
Year.
Whether you're a Cubs fan or a post-Dynasty Bulls fan, we operate the same way.
So different.
We've got lots more to get to with our pal Cody Del Mendo here rocking with us in studio. So kind of you. Like, you got a full day. You just did CHGO bets before this.
Right.
Yeah.
You got a Cubs pre and Cubs post later today.
Yeah, man. You working,
this guy's
bro.
The champion of CHGO today.
He is, man.
And speaking of his love for hometown guys, we're going to talk about Io coming up next because I know we need to get Cody's thoughts on the season he had and the season he's about to have. But first, today's episode brought to you all by PointsBet. The best way to support CHGO is to download that PointsBet app and use promo code CHGO when you sign up. Mm-hmm. If you do that right now, you're going to get those two risk-free bets up to $2,000. But that's not all. If you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, you will receive a free membership to CHGO.
Shut up.
Incredible. It unlocks all of our amazing web content with all of our credentialed reporters and journalists covering all of your teams here in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You'll even get a free shirt of your choice from that dope CHGO merch locker. Mm-hmm. PointsBet, your home for live in-play betting, and it just got even better. If you see an edge in the game you're watching, maybe your favorite team is primed for a comeback, like the underdog Cubbies, who are just reeling off wins right now, Cody.
They on a roll.
Six
Don't
in a
just
row.
Watch those Cubs games, bet along with them live. More live betting, more live markets, and faster live cash outs. That's the part where you get paid. It's my favorite part. Follow along with your bets the moment they hit. Stay in the live action all game long. Download that PointsBet app right now and use promo code CHGO. So what are you waiting for? It's time to elevate your live betting game like co-host of CHGO Bets here, Cody Del Mendo. Mm. Cody, once the game starts, don't just bet. Tell the people what to do.
Live your bet life.
Oh.
God,
it's going down, baby.
We need more of this energy on CHGO Cubs. We need to get, like, I need to just induce, like, 50 milligrams of caffeine into Stucky every day. We can get this vibe right here.
Oh, no, I got something else Stucky should have.
You leave that poor elder statesman alone.
I got something else you can induce into him, sir, and that is that Athletic Greens.
Oh.
You put that right on at him, baby. You're like, I did that right there. You're like,
Shake
I did that right
day.
There. It's what I do. Those 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and, of course, oh, my God. The adaptogens. I got a note from my nephew earlier today. He sent me a picture of something he bought out the store, and he said, I literally bought this because it said adaptogens.
That's how you know people are listening intently.
They are listening, man.
Yes,
but
science.
Get you some.
Yes, science. Yeah, bitch.
Oh, you want to get you some of this, man. Oh, that's... A special blend of ingredients that support your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, and your aging. All of the things that you need worked on and taken care of. And it don't really cost you nothing, man. It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than that cold brew habit that I know you got. It's cheaper than getting all those different supplements yourself. You're investing in that all-in-one nutritional insurance. It's keto, vegan, dairy-free. Gluten-free, man, is friendly to all those kinds of lifestyles. It contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, all while still tasting good. Steven, you look like you enjoy some Athletic Greens, sir.
Love the Athletic Greens.
Oh,
every morning.
With a capital L. Ooh, I like your style, sir. That's how he keeps the hair perfectly coiffed, looking right. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you and yours a free one-year supply of that immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/CHGOBulls. That's athleticgreens.com/CHGOBulls to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Because it's Athletic Greens. You scoop it. You dump it. You shake it. You drink it. You feel it. There it is in your face. Shout out to my nephew Evan.
Drink it in. Oh,
and shout out Jason Roberts also, who made that graphic.
Oh yeah.
For us right there, man. Shout out to him for making that cool, awesome Gatorade graphic for us, man. Shout out to you, my friend. Appreciate
you, buddy.
Yes.
All right, Cody. As a second round pick, were you surprised by what Io managed to do in his rookie year? Or as a big U of I fan, were you like, yeah, damn right, he should have been a first-round pick, and I knew he was that good?
The second one.
I'm about to say, that sounds like Cody.
Let me just stay by. The night that the Bulls drafted Io DeSumo, that was the same day the Cubs traded Anthony Rizzo.
I
went through the biggest emotional roller coaster of, you know, in some time when that happened. So, you know, I was really sad that day. And then when the draft came, you know, I had basically just, you know, thought that, you know, he was probably going to go in the first round. And then to see him slip, I was like, all right, this is like the sports gods or something, like giving me something. Like, right. I was like, there's no way that this is going to happen. And then whenever he started creeping up, I was like, yeah.
There he is.
My thing about, oh, yeah. My thing about Io is like, I thought every year at U of I, he improved his game in general. So, like, when the Bulls got him, I was like, you know, I thought at maybe the peak would be, you know, a very solid, you know, role player and you're coming off the bench, but he passed my expectations up, man. Like, I
out of necessity, his role got a lot larger.
No, there was a lot of fun things about the Bulls last year, but, you know, as an Illini fan, he was my favorite thing to watch.
Did it surprise you any, though, just to see not just how well he played, but how he took on those things? Because they put a lot on his plate from game one, you know, running the team, guarding the best player on the team. They put that on his shoulders.
And he never mentally looked like a rookie on the floor.
Did that surprise you, or were you like, this is what he is?
As far as, like, looking like a rookie, no, I wasn't surprised that he didn't, just because he played 3 years of college ball. And, you know, you guys know basketball more than me, but I would say the one thing that you'll always get out of, you know, the guys who get drafted who played 2-3 years of college, I always feel like they're a lot more ready. They're ready to come up and just, you know, do whatever it takes to help a team win. They don't have the biggest learning curve. Yeah, definitely he hit that rookie wall last season, right? But, like, I always felt like he was ready for the moment, or just, you know, he didn't do things to hurt the team.
Right.
And I just feel like his experience in college really was a big factor in that. Now, you know, like, I will say that I never thought he was the greatest defensive player at Illinois. And then he really, like, I mean, yeah, guarding the best player on other teams.
Locking
like
him down.
Man. Yeah, like that was something that really shocked me the most was his defense. And, like, you saw the offense and you saw how he can, you know, play point guard but also, you know, play on the wing too. But, like, the defense was something I was like, wow, this is he's bringing another factor that I don't think I ever saw at Illinois.
Mm. But
college though, like, I feel like team defense is always the big thing.
That's true.
So maybe that's not one reason.
Style. Right, yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
We might be gearing up to see even bigger steps from Io in year two. You know, sometimes you worry about the sophomore slump happening.
Yeah.
And then everybody talks about young players making a big leap from year two to year three as opposed to year one to year two. But, I mean, I don't know if you've seen some of this stuff from Io and what he's doing with his offseason workouts.
Oh, I saw it. He's in shape.
Some. Dude.
He's some. In shape.
Yeah.
I mean.
I'll just say that. He is in shape.
If I ever were to use the phrase looking jacked and juiced without all of the contempt.
Yeah, I'm about to say first phrase, you would apologize, then I would neuralize you, and then you would say, okay.
Dude, Io looks good.
He does.
And then I don't know if you guys caught that. I think it was part of a recent Bulls Talk pod with Casey Johnson, or maybe it was in one of his mailbags.
Shout out.
But I recently saw or heard Casey Johnson say, I'm hearing that Io DeSumo is having, like, a monster offseason.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That's very interesting, too. And a lot of people are like, you know, What? You know, they don't know what that, because they can't put a visual to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can't really just look and say, oh, yeah, you're right. He is having that monster offseason. All you know is that he's working out. That's all you really see. But I've seen other clips of him actually working on his handles, which excited me the most because I thought that was one of the things he needed to get tighter, especially if he's going to be playing that point guard position.
Sure,
like that.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I just love him so much. And I'm sure you love him for this reason because, you know, the dude doesn't stop.
Right.
Like, he just continues to work and work and work and work, and he's never satisfied.
It's very, like, a lot of the reasons I like him as a player is so many reasons when I was a kid and why I love D. Rose, man. Like, he just works. Like, again, second-round pick. It's not even like he jumped right into the Bulls' rotation at the beginning of the year. Like, you know, an injury kind of helped him get into that, but, like, he got the opportunity, and he, like, didn't let go. Like, and, again, like, it's his work ethic that – at least at Illinois, that I saw that I thought that he could at least be a very solid role player. You know, the reasons that he stayed in college longer, I think, you know, the shooting was an issue. Especially when he hit that rookie wall this year, like, you could see the struggle from, you know, beyond the arc. But, you know, now that, like, basketball is his, like, number one priority, it's like, that's my biggest thing for him. Is like, I hope that the 3-point shooting really becomes significantly better to go with, you know, the defense and like the guy can go coast to coast. He's with
vicious.
Anyone, right?
Yeah,
like,
and coast to coast.
The athleticism is there too.
Yes.
He doesn't have the D Rose athleticism, but like he's for his size and everything. Like he can, you know, I don't know how long Lonzo Ball is going to be out, but I think he can help carry the team a little bit until he comes back.
Yeah.
I think the ceiling for him is much higher than I originally thought. So
there
it's
you
really
go.
Exciting.
There's the answer to your question, Jack, or Colin, rather. Jack saying, speaking of Io's athleticism, the dunk against the Pacers.
Oh,
woo!
That was my lock screen for like a good 2 days.
Damn.
You know why I like that so much, too? Is because previously he had breakaways in previous games.
Yeah.
And was going up for layups.
Yeah.
And getting them blocked.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, no, that's not happening again. I like that. Means you're learning.
Down.
That means you're learning, man. Oh, you know what I mean? You're trying to grow and you're really trying to get better.
Yeah.
And I love that about it. He was like, nope, I'm going up and I'm going to yam this on you, man. Yeah. And it's going to be my man Cody's screensaver at the same damn time.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Cody. Zach LaVine re-signed, max deal, Bulls' biggest priority. To-do list item, whatever.
Yeah.
Check. You happy about it? You somewhat nervous about it? Where are you on Zach LaVine remaining a Chicago Bull on that 5-year, $212, whatever it was, million-dollar max deal?
I don't even necessarily have, like, a hot take or anything related to it. I just think it was something the Bulls had to do. Like, it's like, I don't feel great. I don't feel bad about it. I just think that, you know, for so many years, you know, when the Cubs were winning, the Bulls were bad, right? So, like, during those years, you know, you just always hoped that the Bulls could just find a guy, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, if Zach doesn't have those injuries or, you know, the nagging injuries of whatever that with the knee last year, maybe the Bulls are better in the playoffs. Maybe things go a little bit different. I don't know. That's my optimistic version.
Could have flirted with third team all NBA.
Yeah.
If his efficiency numbers didn't sag a little bit. And if some of his teammates were also not dealing with injuries, the Bulls ended up closer to a top three seed instead of a six seed.
Exactly. So when I think about last year's Bulls, and the fact that they haven't really done anything major this offseason outside of re-signing
him. How dare
him.
You besmirch Goran Dragic like that?
Listen, Derrick Rose owns Goran Dragic. So, I don't care if he is a Bull. I'm never going to forget about that. That was also one of my favorite moments.
Pet quality right there.
When I think of him, I'm always going to think of that moment.
Okay, all right.
Let's be real, though. Like, they needed size. They needed some toughness. They got Andre Drummond. You know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I might have been more excited about it.
Fun fact,
you know how old Andre Drummond is?
I don't know.
28.
Is he really only 28?
Yeah.
Wow.
That face.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Everyone
blew me away.
Everyone assumes he's 38.
Yeah.
I do. I really do think. I thought he was at least in the early 30s. Yeah,
28 years old.
Either way, when I think of him, I always think, well, I always thought his best years were in Detroit, but that team just was really bad, right?
He was just putting up 20 and 20 double-doubles on a god-awful Pistons team.
I can't stand him there, man. He got on my nerves all
day. I don't know. Like, maybe he does, you know, become a big factor with next year's team. I just, you know, like I said earlier, I've listened to a couple of you guys' shows, and I was telling you guys off air the other day, it's like everything that Will Gottlieb has been saying regarding, you know, the way this team spends money or, you know, going all in, you know, as a guy who, let's be real, the one team that's won anything real here in the city of Chicago lately, my team went all in 2016. And yeah, it didn't, there's some things that because of that, they suffered in years after.
They
went to the NLCS in 17, but they won the World Series in 16 because they went all in.
Right.
And you look at this Bulls roster and you're like, you know, DeMar, you're flirting with MVP last year. I know he's in the 30s, so I don't know if he can keep this pace of play up. Mm-hmm. Zach, you know, still in his mid 20s.
Yeah.
And then Vooch, I'm not a Vooch slander guy. I think that he's fine. I think that you need more toughness and more rebounding and defense.
Correct.
And Andre Drummond brings that, right? But to me, why the Bulls are not trying to get Kevin Durant or something like that, it blows my mind because it's he's actually available. And I know the draft picks and Patrick Williams believers. And hey, I'm high on Patrick Williams too. And I wouldn't want him to trade Io, but if you can get Kevin Durant with this roster, I feel you're at least putting yourself there to be in contention. Right now, this team is what, 5-6 seed?
Yeah, about that.
Maybe 4. I don't know. That's just how I feel. I feel you saw what you saw, and they haven't really taken that next step. When you have a season like the Bulls had last year, get to the playoffs for the first time after 4 or 5 years, now it's okay, what do we do now to get to that next level? And they just haven't really done that. And that's, to me, that's what's bothered me, that you can see it from the White Sox guys. They went to the playoffs last year. Last 2 years, if you want to count 2020, I call it the Mickey Mouse season. That doesn't count for anything. But last year, they went to the playoffs. They had a really good year. And then what did they do in the offseason? They signed Josh Harrison. They signed Joe Kelly. Nothing big. And what are we seeing? They're very mediocre. And that's not being a cup. That's not me being a White Sox hater or anything.
That's La Russa, though.
I'm not someone who thinks managers have a lot of stake in wins and losses. But I'm just saying and the Sox guys probably agree with me to some standpoint.
Yeah,
I watched
him lose games.
Of
we were also sitting here a few years ago saying about the god awful Bulls. Come on, how much does a head coach really affect winning and losing?
Perhaps. I don't know.
Is some threat again. What is it that between the White Sox and the Bulls and who hires the managers and and the coaches?
Never mind. We don't have time to get into that.
I'm saying is they didn't go all in and go get a big, whether it was a pitcher or, you know, they've had holes in right field for 3 years now. Why didn't they go get a marquee free agent to put them over the top? That's what the Cubs did going into 2016, signing Ben Zobrist and Jason Hayward and John Lackey. They took that young core that they had created and then added to it And it paid off. They won it all. Like, yeah. That's kind of my point here with the Bulls. It's like they have a really nice young core of players. You know, Patrick Williams and Io. Maybe after DeMar and Vooch move on, maybe they ascend as, like, those guys. Yeah, but, like, when you're in a position like they are now, I just feel like they should be trying to, like, just do something that we're not used to seeing them do and just go all in, man.
That's the thing. I think they did try to go all in. They definitely tried to get Gobert. That's definite. Kevin Durant, you're going to have to give up, you know, Matt, me, Steve, you know what I mean? Some space in this office, you know what I mean? The Red Stars. Like, you're going to have to give up everybody
again,
to get him.
I don't know how you do it. And Kevin Durant's just, like, one example, I think. Like, I know Donovan Mitchell's out there. Like, I don't even know, like, if he would even mix. But just, like, just do something else that, like, adds to it. Like, we don't know when Lonzo's going to be back. Like, Goran Dragic? Are we serious? Like,
you gotta believe in what you got at some point in time.
Yeah.
You gotta let your guys develop and you gotta let them grow at some point. I'm more looking at next year. That's me when I see them actually try to do all that kind of thing.
Right.
Because I really think they really want to know what they really have. Like, Io has, you know, he's been, you know, bench pressing Chevys. And, you know, you've been watching Pat Williams working out with DeMar and doing all those things. You know, you're watching Dalen Terry. You know, you want to see what he is. You want to know what Marco is. You know, you want to know what Justin Lewis. You really want to know all these things first before you be like, okay, get rid of everything. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they're not,
you know, finals ready yet. Maybe you need one more year or whatever. I don't know. Again, you guys are the Bulls guys for a reason. When I think about it from my perspective in terms of how I saw how the Cubs rebuilt and won the World Series and how they did it, like, that's how I'm always going to kind of compare the other teams in the city. And, like, doing rebuilds and, like, doing all that, it, like, rarely works out, and that's why 16 is so special to me, because what they did is just insane to me. But how the Bulls, you know, the Bulls situation is so much different. You know, I remember talking to you guys during the pandemic when we all originally met, and we're talking about The Last Dance and how, like, that kind of triggered the finally getting the new front office and, like, you know, the new coach and everything. The Last Dance didn't trigger it, but I always tell myself it did. But you know, like, it, there, the way that things are now with how, you know, AK has been perceived to us as someone who is a go-getter, you know, he changed the roster so fast. Like, like, going in before last year, like, DeMar wasn't here, and, like,
Zach and Kobe.
Yeah,
other than that, they turned over the entire roster in less than 2 years.
The bench and everything. Right, yeah. Like, When you give me a little taste of how they did that, it's like, all right, well, what are we going to do to make this better now, man? And again, and this is how I kind of look at it with the Cubs now. After the World Series, like, you get expectations, and it's like, I know it's been a while since the 90s, but you win 6 rings in a decade, man. Like,
undefeated.
The expectation for Bulls fans, and I expect that they are that high, but they should always have those expectations to be – like, in that finals talk.
Right.
And that's just how I've always looked
especially at it. Especially when, as a big market team who, with all that success, grew into a global brand and is one of the – every year when Forbes put out their ranking, most valuable NBA franchises, Bulls are in the top 5 every time.
Right.
Billions plural.
Shout out.
And Will said yesterday on you guys' show, he's in Brazil, right? Like, didn't he say that? Mm-hmm. He said there's someone that was down there was a Bulls fan or something like that.
Dude,
right? Like, you know, all over the world, man.
We can see where our listens on podcasts come from.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, a lot of them come from Chicago and a lot of them come from other cities in the U.S. International Bulls fandom, massive.
Colossal.
Because MJ and the 90s Bulls.
Flex.
Bulls revenue as an organization, massive globally. Because...
Yeah.
6 titles, Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, and hey, Mark Shannon, let me shout you out, bro. Honestly, I think you tuned in late because we've been talking about this guy.
Yeah.
From
we corrected
show,
Cody
bro.
The first time.
Yeah, when we corrected him the first time, bro. Yeah.
Team, best team got things going on. I don't know. It's the sky, and we all know that.
We were all over that, bro.
Shout out to Candace, who is the GOAT of Chicago right now.
Oh, you better come on with that, man.
With a little bit of time that we have left, we do have to talk about the biggest news on NBA Twitter yesterday, which was just a new hairdo. And it was a new hairdo for a former Bull. Before that, though, Big Dave, give our friends at PointsBet one more shout-out, would you please?
I know Steve's going to love this next topic so much. If you enjoy CHGO, one way to continue to help us to grow is download that PointsBet app and use that code CHGO when you sign up. Because not only are you getting them two risk-free bets up to $2,000, but if you make a $50 or more first-time deposit, you will receive that free CHGO membership, which unlocks all of that awesome web content. You know, the stuff that the GOAT is going to put out there. You know, I got Vinny is going to put out there. I got Ryan is going to put out there. There's going to be tons of that things out there, baby. Shout out James Iwoski, baby. All those things are going to be out there, man. And you'll even get a free T-shirt of your choice from the CHGO Lacher.
I see you, Daddy Fish.
And in case you missed it, y'all, if you're here in this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state of Illinois, where the weather, not too bad. I can't complain. It's still a little hot, but not too bad. You can actually download that PointsBet app right now and register your account from start to finish and do it all from your phone. You'll be signing up with the fastest sportsbook easier than ever. So you can start living your bet life when? In seconds. So what are you waiting for? Because once that game starts, you don't just bet. See, tell them what they do.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
You dropped the ball. He dropped it. You lived
there
it that
there's
life,
one
Steve.
About it. There
it still
was
worked
about
as an answer.
It did work as an answer. It did work.
Hey, yeah.
Work.
You're right. Answer.
You're right. You know what? I'll give you that.
Boy. Shout out Daddy Fish. All
right. Right near the beach.
Not a mercy. Jimmy Butler broke NBA Twitter yesterday, you guys. Steve, do we have this picture that you can throw up there? What? You know, okay. Big Dave, you deserve the floor first as a man with beautiful dreadlocks. From the moment
that.
I met you,
yes.
You have had a beautiful head of hair.
I appreciate that.
You get the first take at what the heck Jimmy Butler is doing with this very drastic change of hairstyle. Go.
Well, it's different. It's a style, you know. I'm curious as to why he did this. I wanted to go with that because I'm like, there's no way you can get that kind of growth in 2 months. And I like how he came out with the video and showed you, yeah, I got a sew-in put in my head. I got extensions put in my head. It's not something I usually see guys do, but they do it. You know what I mean? It's a thing. He's just the first to come out there and admit it. What I will give him credit on is this. The confidence level is off the chain with Jimmy Butler, all right? Off, he doesn't care that you know. You know what I'm saying? That's not real. He's like, it looks amazing, and I like it a lot. I don't really like the look on him, honestly. I like him with when he had, what was the braid thing that he had where it went around the head? And it was,
oh, yeah.
I like that look on him.
I thought that was a good look.
Yeah, I did too. So I want to know his
I thought like the kind of messy but still a flat top
yes.
Jimmy flat top
I thought
was a great
that was
look.
A good look. You know, yeah. But seeing that when he had it pulled back into shooting, it just doesn't look right on him, man. That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? He could probably, you know, pull that off. Maybe he comes with new designs and try to do his thing. And Colin, come on, dog.
Colin asking for clarification.
But he apologized. He said, sorry to even ask. Yes, sir.
I'm glad Colin did, because if he didn't, I was going to, just for the record, for everyone viewing and listening. But I was like 99% sure that has always been your natural
It is
hair.
All of my natural hair, sir. Been
this
growing
man is
up for a very long time.
True
yes.
to himself
yes.
about everything.
I try to be.
Cody, your thoughts.
It just doesn't come off as the Jimmy Butler vibe, man.
Ooh.
I'm all about vibes.
You're right
you
about that.
Watch CHGO Cubs. I'm all about vibes. And like the previous hairstyles that he's had, like I don't know if it's just because I'm used to seeing it, but like the dreads just don't. It just does not feel like a Jimmy Butler vibe to me.
I agree with you. And do you know why it does not mesh with the Jimmy Butler vibes?
What
is Jimmy all about? Oh, I got a noise complaint down in the bubble because I was working on my ball handling skills at 3 a.m. I cut 0 corners. I work so damn hard. That's how I got to where I am today. I'm Jimmy Butler. I work my ass off.
Yeah.
And you cheat your way to fake dreads?
Yeah, that's
Man, get
true.
The fuck out of here.
Absolutely.
You want dreads? Grow them your damn self.
Steve, you want to chime
yeah,
in
as
this,
a big
Steve?
Jimmy Butler stan yes. myself. First off, I don't know about that Jimmy Butler slander I just heard there.
Explain to me how any of the logic I just talked through is false.
He cuts corners with his hair, but he doesn't cut corners for winning.
Ooh,
and that man's a winner.
To this guy.
He goes to Minnesota, turns him around. He goes to Philly.
Turns him around.
I don't know about turns him around.
Let him do our playoff series and left them in ruins with his gigantically inflated ego.
He really did. Before he got there.
He really did. They were bad after he left, too, though.
That's true. Yeah.
But go ahead, though. Keep going. Yeah. You're on a roll.
He goes to Philly. That team's very close to an NBA championship at that point, with Joel Embiid there as well. Now he goes to Miami. They go to an NBA championship. Bubble. Jimmy Butler.
Hashtag asterisk.
No.
Bubble.
I don't even care. Jimmy Butler's. You know what? I can't even handle the slander. I can't.
Look at Steve. Can't take it out of the kitchen, Steve.
Jimmy Butler could do whatever the hell he wants. If he wants long fake dreads, then so be it.
Come on, talk that, Steve.
Steve has like every Jimmy Butler jersey that's available.
Dude, for real, he does.
He has the Minnesota, the Miami one. I don't know if you ever even wore a Bulls one.
I have the Bulls. I'm missing the Philly one. He was there for only like half a season.
Steve literally came in and started talking shit to me about Jimmy Butler when I ain't had nothing to say. I'm like, why are you coming at me like this, bro? Like, yeah, you see it? I got a jersey on, damn it, right. And I'm going to wear it all day. What you got to say? It's nice on you.
I'm one of the few people who, like, when the Butler-Levine trade happened, that I was actually kind of happy that it happened. And a lot of people were against it. Now, I guess in hindsight, I guess you could say, like, Butler won the trade because, like, you know, he's had a lot of success since he left the Bulls. But Levine's been to one playoff series, and he's been an all-star a couple times. I don't know. To me, like, I feel like Butler was just never going to win with the Bulls. And then the front office probably doesn't change either.
Correct.
And, like, then we're just probably sitting in more misery.
Correct.
You know, so, like, I don't know. Even as he was ascending as a better player with the Bulls, like, maybe I just was like, this is supposed to be Derek's team. I don't know. Like, it was one of those things where I was just like, he's a nice player. I'm glad that the Bulls were able to actually develop a guy who was taken late in the first round. But, like, is he supposed to be the guy, though? Like,
so you say you never felt like this was his.
Yeah.
Like he kind of stepped into something.
Right. You could definitely argue that maybe he could have been, you know, after the bullshit season that was the three alphas where Gar Foreman says we're going to get younger and more athletic. And
if
then he
they
signs
were more
Rajon
competent
Rondo.
At building around a piece like Jimmy,
yeah.
then maybe that Bulls team goes farther than they did.
I agree
absolutely.
With that.
Absolutely.
You don't trade superstars. You just don't do it.
Right.
And they did it.
That's the thing. Again, though, I'm happy. I'm happy that there's a new front office. So,
yes,
like, it is
extremely
that's,
happy.
That's something we can take.
And that's what I take solace in when I know that. When I know that JB is gone, I know what else went with him.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm okay with that. I'm cool with that. I am so happy with what we have.
It's not like Philly, you know, trading back or no, they had the first pick taking whoever they took instead of Tatum, you know what I mean, in the draft.
Fultz.
Right. A lot, Philly fans are pretty upset that they can't do anything without Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons didn't work out. Like, man, if they take Tatum instead of Fultz, like, I think they're franchising a complete different spot. Yeah.
Philly fans are also just, generally speaking, miserable human beings across the board.
Oh, for sure.
It's not all just about like an NBA draft.
Cubs and Phillies
wrong.
Were playing the other night. They were booing their players as the Cubs swept them.
Yeah, because Philly fans are the worst.
Yeah.
The absolute worst.
Yes,
it's true.
I'm very curious to see if Jimmy keeps this due.
Yes.
Into actually playing NBA games in a fresh season,
I agree.
Or if this is just an off-season look.
Yeah.
If it's just like, hey, this is the dead part of the NBA calendar, right. August, September, I'm just chilling,
right.
And I've always wanted to see what I look like right. with a head, you know, cool, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
I still stand by what I said, which is that it doesn't match his personality at all.
Here's the question. What's in your opinion, what is worse? That hair doing Jimmy Butler or what Carlos Boozer did to his head in Miami?
Nothing will ever be worse than the marker that Carlos Boozer used to draw in a fake hairline.
Oh, my God.
That was made with reflective paint.
Yes. It was so like when he walked in, when you were like, wait, what? Is that the TV?
Yeah.
That's his head?
That's his head.
Wait a minute. I for real went back and looked at the previous game. Like,
right? So
wait a minute. I don't remember his head.
And then that was early on where, like, you know, Google images, Google search, you know, for images were like, the results weren't that many. But I went and looked back at, like, searching Carlos Boozer from, like, the previous week's games.
Yeah.
Like, be like, you know.
I remember that.
Looking, you know, like Charlie and It's Always Sunny with different pictures of Carlos Boozer trying to make sense of his hairline.
Yeah. I appreciate the Ace Ventura. Shout out there, Adam, sir. You know, we roll with Ace Ventura. All Jim Carrey things over here. You know
no
what I mean?
One messes with the Jew.
So when it comes to you, yeah. I'm curious. Because I've seen you your videos from you at Cubs games.
Oh.
And I see how you are. And I see how it goes down for you.
Okay.
Is it the same when you go to the Bulls game? Or is it a little lower for you?
Well, you know, Wrigley's just different, right?
True.
You know, if you're in the bleachers at Wrigley, you know, people are either making cup snakes or, you know, just vibing out, you know, with their buddies. Like, it's going to a baseball game is a lot different than going to a basketball game at the United Center, in my opinion. Now, I will say I have been to better Bulls games than I have Cubs games, which is wild, especially with the amount of games that I've gone
to
at Wrigley.
Yes.
But, like, I, you know, back during the Rose era, I remember going to a, you know, Bulls Thunder game on, it was a Thursday TNT, never forget the undefeated record. I think Rose and Butler were both out that night. I think it was 2014 or 2015. Yeah. And those two guys were out that night. And I just remember Etuan Moore, I think, hitting the game winning shot.
Etuan Moore!
He hit the game winning shot. It was a nationally televised game on TNT.
From the baseline.
Oh, yeah.
And they beat the
inbounds play.
Yeah.
Where
he
passed it into Powell, and then Powell had the quick touch pass back out to him.
Baseline.
Yeah. Like, that was one of the greatest, like, regular season games I've ever been to.
Wow.
I remember a game where this was during Rose's MVP year that I went to. And I think Dang was out that night. Mm. And so insert Brian Scalabrine, baby.
Oh,
and this guy had like, Mamba. He had like a huge game. He didn't have like 20 points, but he, like, he took the game winning shot that night because Rose passed the ball. The Bulls ended up losing that game. But like, he had such a good game that he was in at the very end. It was a random regular season game against the Pacers during the Rose MVP year. And I don't know. I've just been to like more memorable games at the United Center for the Bulls.
Right.
As far as Wrigley, I mean, I've never been to a playoff game, unfortunately. So I've been to a lot of like, you know, just really good games, but like nothing like that I'm going to remember forever, I feel like.
Have you ever – I don't know how you do the rivalry, you know what I'm saying, between the Cubs and the Sox.
Oh, okay.
What side – are you more like, I hate your guts completely? Or are you just like, no, it's cool?
Well, again, like I said earlier, I grew up downstate, so it's like Cubs, Cardinals mainly where I was at.
Okay.
That's not even slander to Sox fans. I just like, I didn't really grow up around a lot of Sox
fans.
I've
seen you dreading on Twitter all of these rumors about Soto.
Yeah.
I hope for your sake and for your mental health that doesn't happen.
If Juan Soto is in a Cardinals uniform on August 3rd, I am going to be miserable.
Like, tune in, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be miserable.
Steve will be here too. Oh, tune in.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've never been a, like, I'm not going to be a fan of both sides of town, but, like, I don't, like, loathe them like I do St. Louis.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Did you give them an applause when we won the World Series? Did you give
in
them
05?
Like, like a little,
well,
you know.
Okay. Okay, so like in 05, I was a freshman in high school, and like I really didn't understand the Cubs-Sox rivalry because I didn't know any Sox fans when I was growing up. I remember my mom, like I remember going to like the mall with my mom, and like I was happy that the Sox won because I was just happy Chicago won, you know, at the time. And I was a freshman in high school. I was, what, 14? I remember my mom bought me a White Sox World Series hoodie. I lost it years ago, but like I wore it to school a few times. I remember that. Like, again, like I was just happy that Chicago won at the time. Yeah. So
did anybody check you on that? Like, what are you doing?
No one checked me on it. Like, I was just happy that Chicago won. And like growing up where I grew up, a lot of people don't even like Chicago. So like,
oh wow,
it was just like one of those things where I think, in a way, for me, it was like kind of just, I guess, maybe having some sort of smack to talk to Cardinals fans because, like, they're just unbearable.
Unbearable.
So I was just like, oh, Chicago won this year. I know you guys hate this. Like,
have you been there to watch a game with the Cardinals?
Have I been to Busch Stadium?
Yeah, I've been there.
My first Cubs game actually was at Busch Stadium.
Wow. Wow.
Dude, I grew up 4.5 hours south of here, guys. Like, it's like, it's
That's the South.
Yeah, yeah. Like, it is nothing like it is here.
Everything south of the South, you know, South Side and South Suburbs is just the South. South.
Yeah,
he's got a point. He's
yeah,
got a
when
point.
I was in college, I finally got a taste of, like, the Cubs-Sox rivalry and, like, like, because so many people that I went to school with were either from St. Louis or from Chicago, and majority is Chicago. So, like, I got to – I met a lot of White Sox fans, and, like, man, I learned how much they hated the Cubs. And I, at the time, I was like, I mean, why? We suck every year. Like, I don't get it. Like, we're bad. And you guys suck, too. Like, I don't get it. Like, there's nothing –
Yeah, why does any of this matter?
There's no rivalry here. We both suck. Like, seriously, when I was in college – when I was at Eastern, from 2012 to 2015, mm-hmm. you know, the Cubs hadn't done anything in 15 yet. At the end of my college tenure, yeah. like, both teams were awful during yeah. those years. Like, I didn't understand why there was so much hate outside the fact that they're both here, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, it's one of those things. Now, I would say that, like, if the Sox were good every year, like the Cardinals are, and, like, always, like, in the division race, like, developing players and just yeah. – just busting them out like an assembly line like the Cardinals. Yeah, I probably would find a way to hate them. But, like, until that happens, I'm just –
You can always find a way to hate something, Cody.
That's true.
You just got to think hard enough.
I will say
since,
always room for hate.
I will say since I moved to the city last year, it has become a little bit more like of a angst, like when I see that they've won and, like, yeah. I know – like, especially coming in here, like, mm-hmm. you know – I know most of our office is Sox fans, so, like, I know, like, there's like, I've had a little bit more, you know, angst to it.
It's a Sox hat, by the way.
So. Yeah. Sadly, we are out of time, gentlemen.
Oh, man.
This was fun.
Thank you so much for swinging by and hopping on the Bull Show. Everybody, give Cody a follow on Twitter. Cody _ CHGO on Twitter. One of the funniest Twitter followers among Chicago sports people, like, for real.
True.
This guy makes me laugh on Twitter every day. And he's sticking around here for Cubs pre- and post-bookending Cubs-Giants tonight, right?
Yeah, we're actually remote, so, like, I'm going to go home here in a little bit.
Well,
and we're going to do pregame at 8 o'clock. Obviously on CHGO Sports YouTube here.
But of course.
But I'll be from my apartment in Uptown, so.
Right on. We'll and the White Sox have a show at 4:30 here. I see the White Sox crew here in studio, so stay tuned for that. Make sure you subscribe to the CHGO Sports YouTube channel. Shout out and thanks again to our pal Steve for filling in for Joey today behind the controls. Dave and I are off tomorrow, but our guys Will the Goat Gottlieb and Mark K are bringing a fresh episode for you tomorrow to lead you into the weekend.
Ooh, that so triggers tune in for a question. That. One question. Is Mark K and C. Red Fred, do they, like, legit hate each other, or is this, like, a shtick that they
no,
do on Twitter?
No, it's like a frenemy kind of thing.
Yeah, okay.
They but I think, like, the way that Fred and I are also frenemies, like, Mark... So here's the difference.
Man.
I have met Fred in person and hung out with Fred in person multiple times and know that there is a genuinely nice guy behind the moron on Twitter. Mark only knows the moron on Twitter.
Yeah. No,
they're cool, though.
They are good friends.
Like, my host from one of the guys from CHGO Cubs, Ryan Herrera, we were talking about it in the elevator yesterday because I told him I was coming on the show, and he was like, oh, you should find out if Mark K and C. Red Fred, like, is it a shtick or is it like do they like actually like not get along and just
yes
like,
and no. Like. But when we have Fred on the show, that's going to be a great day for me.
That's a day when I am taking a day off.
He will be
hey,
here.
Chicago, if you are going to Lalo this weekend, have fun.
Yes.
Be safe.
Be safe.
Don't go too crazy.
And leave me alone.
Yeah, mostly that. I'm leaving town this weekend.
Okay,
I'm leaving at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, I'm not coming home until Sunday night.
Once I leave.
But Metallica's playing tonight.
I know,
down at Grand Park. Go crush it, boys.
Shout out.
Rocking hard. Members of AARP and still rocking harder than any of the other young people music that's going to be a Lalo this weekend. So, Steve, for Cody, for Big Dave, Unpack, thanks for tuning in. As always, hit that thumbs up button, Bulls Nation. We love you. We appreciate you. See you, Red. Be good. We'll be right back.